Hello, Lose Weight with Macros family. You are tuned in to a brand new episode of Lose Weight with Macros, the basics with your podcast host, Verona. And I'm a behavior change nutrition coach who helps women change their lives by helping you uncover the root cause of your yo-yo dieting. You know, the diets that you start, then stop, then procrastinate. My friends, I've been there. My clients have been there, but we do not want you to stay there. And that is why I come to you every single Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with an episode to help you navigate your nutrition, navigate your stress, and to build healthy habits without the procrastination. And friends, if you want to know how I can help you, then keep listening, because today's episode, The Macro Game, How to Lose Weight and Keep It Off, is the episode for you. Hello, Lose Weight with Macros, the basics podcast family. I'm your host, Verona. And if you're new here, welcome to the show. I'm a nutrition coach who believes in the power of real life tools to create healthy habits. I help busy women like you get rid of the stress and emotional eating that keeps you from creating resilient, lifelong habits that, quite frankly, you can trust. Instead of giving you another boring diet or workout plan or bland salad and tell you just to eat a whole heap of salad leaves while your family chow down on your favorite meals in the corner and you are regretfully eating that bowl of dry salad, I'm gonna help you learn how to use macros to lose fat, keep it off, and rebuild that confidence that diets often strip us of, that insecurity, that fear, that no longer feeling confident in our bodies that we know we need to get rid of. Friends, if this sounds like your cup of tea, grab your tea, your coffee, and your notepad and pen, because today's episode, friends, is gonna be a juicy one. When it comes to losing weight, we can get so fed up. We can get fed up, we can get frustrated, and we just find losing weight harder than it needs to be. And some of these reasons can range from a number of things, because we end up putting the needs of everybody else above our own. We suffer, our health suffers, but then everybody else thrives because they've got what they want from us. They don't always ask for the help. We just serve and serve and serve. And, you know, they're used to us serving them. They're just used to just taking. Until we get to that point where we actually love ourselves enough to have a balance. Now, when it comes to nutrition, some of you can actually start to get overwhelmed by the thoughts that plague your mind, where you're saying to yourself, this is where I've started and this is where you want to be. When you realize that the gap between where you started, where you are, and where you want to be are so wide, it's no wonder that you start to get overwhelmed and start to get frustrated when you fail to start a plan. Now, you might be saying to yourself, I know I need to lose weight. So when I need to lose weight, I'm needing to take baby steps. And I need to actually look at the things that are small enough that will end up leading to big results. And you want to be able to celebrate your wins, celebrate your small victories. But my friends, how exactly do you do that? These are things that we often know that we need to do, or we know that we want to do, but we get stuck because we don't actually know how to do that. We don't know how to take the step to be able to get those things done. And that's why we're talking about it today. In today's episode, that's exactly why we're going through it. And if I sound a little bit nasally, I'm sorry, friends. I have got a cold. It has been snowing here in London. We don't often get snow that actually settles. And we got a good few inches of snow. And it took about 3 or 4 days for it to finally clear. And they actually believe that we might get a white Christmas. I doubt it. I don't think we will. But you will hear whether or not we do when I come back after the Christmas break. But today we're talking about the 5 practical tips that will help you lose weight and keep it off for good. If you're here for the first time, welcome to the show. I hope you've got your pen, your notepad, and your coffee or your water beverage of choice, because today's episodes are going to be juicy. Now, if you're somebody who wants to understand how to lose weight and keep it off, specifically if you're doing it with macros, the first thing that you need to do is to plan your meals in advance. Now, this means that you actually need to sit down with a pen, with a piece of paper, or you can do it on your phone using the notes app or using another app that you can actually work with. And then you figure out what you're going to eat. Now, it can be a little bit of a challenge if you don't know what to eat that is healthy. Many of us tend to go to Pinterest, which is great, but if you click once, then you're taken to another page and then it gets so overwhelming because you don't know where you started and you don't know what to look for or how to start providing or building a foundation of healthy nutrition. Now, if you are somebody who wants my help with that, whether it's on a one-to-one basis or in the group coaching program, I'm going to be busy coaching women who are ready to take action with their nutrition today. Not waiting until tomorrow, not waiting, not making excuses like we all have. I've been there, I've done that. Head over to the website, vanutritioncoaching.co.uk, and there you will see the little button that pops up on the right-hand side. That is where you book your call with me if you want to do one-to-one behavior change nutrition coaching. It is a four-figure investment, so this tends to be reserved for those who are ready to make that financial commitment, investment to themselves, and also for your nutrition. If you're somebody who wants the group aspect to build a community, then Focus on the Fat Loss is the group coaching program. Sign up now because the waitlist is now open for 20 women. So we've talked about planning your meals in advance. And when it comes to planning your meals, one of the key things is not getting obsessive about planning meals. And it can become really challenging. Sometimes we get challenged and sometimes it's like, you know what? I am done with this. Let me just go to the drive-through because it's simpler to go to the drive-through. You have a look at the menu or you know what you like there beforehand. You order it, pay for it, wait a few seconds, get it from the window, the collection, the last window, whether it's the second or the third window, then you eat it. That is so simple. However, it is causing havoc on your health. So when it comes to planning your meals in advance, this means that you actually have to take some time to be able to do so. And one of the things that you don't need to do is to become obsessive about it, because sometimes it can become obsessive, because that's what we've learned. When we've done diets, when we've done restriction, we actually start to get obsessive about it. And all we seem to think about is food. What am I going to eat? When am I going to eat? When can I eat next? Oftentimes, we tend to think like this when we've restricted the amount of calories that we're taking to the nth degree, that we are desperately looking for food when it shouldn't actually be this way. Now, when you're somebody who is focused in on no longer becoming obsessive about it, one of the ways that you can do this is trying to give yourself some structure so that when it does come time for you to pick something up at the grocery store or order a takeout, because you can still eat and enjoy your takeouts, it's not about restriction here, you know what's in the fridge waiting for you and how you can plan. Number two, eat more vegetables. Many of us don't like to eat vegetables. Growing up as a child, I was forced to eat soggy green garden peas. And as a result, now as an adult, I find it really hard to still eat some petit pois, some green peas. Not really a fan. Edamame beans, not really a fan. And also broccoli, not really a fan. Because when you restrict yourself and you're restricting yourself to these plain, boring foods, you literally become a disliker very quickly. So instead of doing that, don't just put them on your salad or just meh. Actually cook them, season them up, and they are full of fiber. Keep you regular. If you're somebody who is constipated and got diarrhea, loose stools, this will help sort that out after a consistent period of time. As long as there's nothing else wrong with your digestive tract and digestive system, this can help immensely. Drink more water is number three. This one seems obvious, but lots of us don't drink enough water throughout the day. And not just because we're dehydrated, because we don't like the taste of water. We find it plain, we find it boring. And we're like, no, I don't want water. Or we're like, actually, there's the water in my coffee count. No, not quite. Number four, track your macros. Yes, my friends, if you are here to learn more about macros, one, you're in the right place. But two, it's important to actually track your macros. But in order for you to track them, you actually have to know what they are. Now, there are several ways you can do this. You can start off with the baseline macros, which everybody gets. It is the generic thing where you can go to a calculator and get them with you. Oftentimes, they tend to do the split 40-30-30 without looking at your weight goals, without looking at your training package, without looking at your training routine, without any of those things. And they just give you a randomized number. Or you can book your custom macros with me, vanutritioncoaching.co.uk/custom-macros. There I'm taking into account all of the things that you have struggled with when it comes to nutrition. And then I explain to you why I've given you this amount of protein, this amount of fats, this amount of carbs. Then I'm pairing that with a recipe and then also giving you some actionable steps that you can take step by step, because this isn't coaching. So I'm giving you a video breakdown that is directly specific to you and how you can do this over a set number of weeks. And then I'm helping you to prepare and plan forward. So for example, if I give you a breakdown and I say to you, right, for the first 6 weeks, you've got X amount of macros. Now, I've given you this cut of macros because this is what you've told me in your assessment that you filled in. So you've told me that you want to burn fat and you want to build some muscle at the same time. So I've given you more protein, for example, and I've also given you a balance of carbohydrates. But each macronutrient is important when it comes to your nutrition. So I'm also giving you some advice and support on as to what workouts that you can do, my personal trainer knowledge here. So I'm giving you all of this to help prepare you and to propel you forward. Some of you might be like, well, how much does that cost? I believe it's $99 on the website at this moment in time in 2022. The prices will increase in the new year, but of course, I will let you know, and it will also be on the website. So When you're tracking your macros, it's important to help you become more accountable, because when you track your macros, it does exactly that. Helps you to become accountable of the food choices that you're making, the food that you're eating, your patterns of behavior. We do this and we dig deep into this and focus on the fat loss a little bit more. But that is number four. And number five, get enough sleep. We don't get the right amount of sleep that we need to get, friends. We are so sleep deprived. And then we wake up in the morning, we're craving for sweet carbs or sweet treats, and we're craving and running on several cups of coffee. Clients have come to me where they're running on 4 or 5 cups of coffee. Yes, their job is busy. However, we're focusing and breaking that down one step at a time and building healthy, nutritious habits, not to cut out all of that coffee. You're still learning to have those things. But when you're getting the right amount of sleep, you won't need to be relying on 4, 5, 6 or even more cups of coffee. And then when it comes to sleeping in the night, you're so amped up with caffeine, it's no wonder you can't sleep. But when you're making sure you're getting enough sleep, and it's not going to come overnight, those things don't happen in 24 hours. They're going to take time. They're going to take consistency to build sustainable habits. It takes as long as it takes, and you're ready and willing to do whatever it needs. Do whatever you need to do to support your body, to support your health, and to get healthy, nutritious goals. And that, my friends, is the end of today's episode. It has been a short and sweet one, but I hope you have got some knowledge from this. And these are the 5 ways that you can navigate your nutrition when it comes to it with confidence. As your coach, that's exactly what I'm here for, to help you be able to do this. If you want more specific help as opposed to just generalized help, then I am your coach to be able to do that. Fill out the application form and we will have a conversation to see whether Focus on the Fat Loss or Behavior Change coaching is specific and right for you. And my friends, don't forget to fill out the survey. I want to hear your views. I want to hear what you think. How are you finding the show? What's your favorite part of the show? Is it the beginning? Is it the middle? Is it the end? Is it all of the above? Is it my accent? Might not be right now because I'm sounding like I'm underwater, but whatever it is, I want to hear your views. I will leave the link in the show notes below that you can go to the survey. That will take you literally 1 minute or less. I've made it super simple because I value your time. I don't want you to be answering reams and reams of questions, but I've just made it super simple for you just to grab your feedback and to know how I can prepare for you in season 4 and beyond on this episode. And do let me know if this is helping you. Tag it in your stories, share it with a friend. If it's blessed you, share it with somebody, because there's somebody else who needs to hear this. When you're sharing it, it brings more people to hear, and then more people will combat the diet industry that fills our minds with so much nonsense and be able to lose the weight, keep it off without feeling like you have to restrict yourself from the foods that you love and feel like you have to explain to everybody, Aunt Sue, Uncle Bob, at every single holiday meeting, every single year you tell them the same thing. They keep telling you you've gained weight. Let's come away from that. Let's come away from that toxic behaviors. Let's come away from that self-sabotage, and let's actually change. Let's hit the ground running in 2023. Many of you are action takers. Be an action taker. Put these things into practice. Go back and listen to the episodes. Download the guides. They're for you. Buy the custom macros for somebody else if you don't need it. If you're somebody who's in the position to bless someone else, bless them. Let them get the goals that they want to get to. You have taken that step to be able to help them. That's an achievement. Even if you don't need it yourself, there are so many ways that you can bless and encourage and support others to be able to be a change in their lives. So my friends, that is the end of today's episode. All of those references that I've made today in terms of the survey and how you can share it will be in the show notes below, and how you can work with me and we can partner together to be your coach. And I'm so excited. But for now, friends, we are over and out for today's episode. I can't wait to catch you in the next one. Friends, we've come through to the end of today's episode. I hope you learned something valuable from today's episode and can put it right into practice now that the episode has ended. If you found value in this episode, do share it with somebody else who can also benefit from today's episode. My friends, don't forget to download your freebies over on the website via nutritioncoaching.co.uk, and also be in with a chance of coming live on air with me to get yourself some free Coach Fridays by leaving your question over on the brand new podcast page. va.nutritioncoaching.co.uk/podcast is where you can leave me a question and I'll answer it over here on one of the episodes. And that's all we got time for, friends. I can't wait to catch you in the next episode.